You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Wednesday, December 17th. Kelly Evans, an economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal, is still with us. So good morning to you, Kelly. And we're going to talk about a statement from Christopher Cox, the Securities and Exchange Commission chairman, who is now blaming his career regulators for a decade-long failure to investigate money manager Bernard Madoff, who is accused of running one of the largest Ponzi schemes ever on Wall Street. Cox has now ordered an internal investigation as to what went wrong. This week, hundreds of investors are reeling from the arrest of Madoff. He has reportedly confessed to this historic ripoff, and among the victims, charitable organizations. And for some, it means closing the doors. That would include the Jet Foundation, Justice, Equality, Human Dignity, and Tolerance Foundation, that is. In 2006 alone, it gave away over $26 million to social justice causes. We welcome its president and CEO, Robert Crane, who is here with us in the studio. Welcome and good morning, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
How are you coping?
Well, you know, we're trying to close ourselves down in an orderly way and in a way that is respectful of the people we've supported over the years. And so at the moment, we have so much to do that we're really just moving forward with the tasks of the day It's a tragedy, obviously, for our staff, but even more so for all the people we supported. So our first goal is to really try to make people's situation as good as we can in these last days of our institution.
So would it be shock? One minute you're in business, you're planning for 2009, and the next minute you get a phone call. What happened?
I was in my office at 6 o'clock on last Thursday night when the donors to the foundation called me and said, sit down, we have something terrible to tell you. And of course, we chatted about it and immediately just sprung into action because we knew that the first responsibility was to do the best we could. I mean, it's surreal, I think, is the best word to call what happened, because neither they nor I had any expectation of this. Our expectation was that the foundation was actually going to grow in the next several years.
And Robert, I'm just doing the math here. If you gave $26 million away last year, and I presume that wasn't endowment, that was interest, I mean, the amount of money that vanished seems to be rather sizable here.
I'm sure it was. I mean, I'm not directly involved with the donors' finances, so I don't really have those numbers, but it's quite sizable, and of course, much of their wealth was used to support this philanthropic organization. These are people who, I think, very personally, are deeply affected by this. Not so much because they lost their money, frankly, but because they lost their calling.
And the calling here for the 24 employees that you now have to let go is this foundation was one of the rare foundations that specifically focused on social justice issues. Do you want to tell us about some of the recipients and some of the programs that you have given money to?
And I'm happy to do that. And I think, let me say first that not only did we focus on social justice issues, but we focused on some of the harder to fund social justice issues and harder to fund segments of the American population that need support. And so I think the loss of this foundation is doubly difficult because there aren't many funders, for example, who support criminal justice reform work in this country or juvenile justice reform work in this country or international justice work, which we also do, or frankly, election reform work that we also do.
Well, let's talk about the juvenile justice work. I mean, is that funding paralegals and advocates for people in juvenile courts, or are we talking more about analysis and academic studying of the system?
It's a range of things. I mean, we actually work across the board. We're a foundation that's focused largely on policy reform, and so we actually work with advocates, we work with government, we work with academics when there's needed research that needs to be done. And so I think every facet of it gets affected by our funding.
So just quickly, you're talking about organizations like the Innocence Project, yes. Human Rights Watch. You've also funded some state efforts to deal with teenage recidivism rates.
Right.
It's a very wide swath of organizations that you were giving money to.
Now, we're the largest funder in the country of criminal justice reform work. So while we're not the largest funder in the country by any means in general, there's much bigger foundations than the Jet Foundation. In the areas we fund, we are among the one, two, or three largest funders in all of the areas we fund.
As of last Thursday, anyway.
And as of last Thursday, correct.
And Kelly Evans, the economics reporter from Wall Street Journal, let me bring you into this conversation. Given the uncertainty and the jitters already on the market, the Madoff announcement and arrest really sends a chilling message, not only for individual investors, corporate investors, and charitable investors, right? I mean, what was the sense when this unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, in what has been sort of a frustration for the Federal Reserve and in all of its efforts is basically not just to flood the system with money, but to get banks to lend to one another. I mean, and to get investors to do the same, and even to have with people to have confidence in the market. So when you have a blow like this, such a massive loss of wealth, I mean, what does that do? It doesn't matter if interest rates are zero. You know, who's going to trust that other party? So it raises issues there. And then even as I'm listening to the descriptions of the fallout out here from just this charity, and it's, you know, I think about all the people unemployed, all that loss of money and the ripple effect throughout the economy, and it's just kind of like you add that together and in terms of all the parties affected by this, and it, I don't know, it's just devastating.
Well, you can't put a price on that confidence, and just like you can't put a price on the good works of your foundation.
Right. Robert Crane, President and CEO of the Jet Foundation, we wish you all the best, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Kelly Evans, many thanks to you.
Kelly
Evans is an economic reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.